Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, just to refresh our memory, the Gemara Kler Da Shaila and Daf Chav Beis Amid Aleph, Shiboyi Lohu Tainas Sibo Bekamo. How many Oilim are there in a Tainas Sibo? Reish Chaydish Umoye Dike Kolben Musaf Arbo. Reish Chaydish in Chalamoyt, since there's a Kolben Musaf, so therefore this for oilam. Avol hoche deleke kolben musaf loim. Oidume hoche nami ike musaf tfila. That is a hisofe in shemayin esrei. That we say another brocha of aneinu. The shatz is kevei a brocha b'fnei atzmo of aneinu. So therefore could be this for oilam. That was the sofik of the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to be poshited from a maise with Rav, and the Gemara said that that Rav Lamaise was Oile, and he was Pesach, and he wasn't Chosim, so the Gemara wanted to say the reason he wasn't Chosim is because that there was another Oile after him, there were four Oilem. The Gemara is matre the Rai that the Blamaisa Rav was Oile Bekahani, he was Oile Al Rishain, and that's why he was Pesach and he wasn't Chosim. Toshma Zehaklau. So the Gemara brings up a Raisa that speaks about the Shaila. Kol Sheyesh by Bittul Meloch Elom. If by being marich and the aliyahs, so this will bring about bitul melach alom, the is Isaac b'malache, kigain taine sibo v'tisha ba'ov, kairin gimel, so you're kairin gimel. This is the reason why we're kairin gimel, because it will bring about bitul melach, these are yemei melach, it will bring about bitul melach, she'ain boy bitul melach alom, but a day that there's no bitul melach alom, kegoin roshei chadoshim b'chaylei shalmayit, kairin dalet. So then the kairin dalet, shema mino. Now let us see Rashi. Zeh haklal, kol sheyesh boy bitul melach alom, Bamashahin ma'achin the base akneses, the ma'achin the base akneses that brings about bitul meloche. Kigoin tainis sibo, there is bitul moshemutta b'meloche. So Rashi says, roiv tainis sibo mutorim b'meloche. Chutz mishel kshomim emtsaayim v'achroinim. The Taineisim or Emtsaayim, that means they started the Taineisim Reish Chodesh Kislev, and first there were Geizer Taines, was only, they only fasted by day, and at night they were Eichlin V'Shoisim. But then when they were Geizer Taines, the last 10 Taineisim, so they were Geizer. Besides that they were geyser tainis mi be'erev, they were geyser isa maloch. But Rashi says, but roiv tainis sibo, roiv tainis sibo, there was no isa maloch. So the Sfasema says, so they made a loy plug already. They didn't want to differentiate. So since roiv tainis sibo, there was a bitl maloch, so memele, so therefore by tanesim, there's only three oilam. The Tisha Ba'ov, Nami Mutar B'Meloche, Ela B'Mokim Shenogu. The Mimikar Adin Tisha Ba'ov is also Mutar B'Meloche. So Mamela, so since it's Mutar B'Meloche, so therefore, there's Bittul Meloche, so there's only three oilam. When is there Bittul Meloche? We had Reish Chodesh and Chaylei Shalmayit. Rosh Chodeshim ain by bitul meloche kol kach, she'ain anoshim oisis meloche behem. There's no bitul maloche, because the women don't do maloche. Bochinami amrinem b'meseches Rosh Hashanah gabi mesueis mishum bitul maloche la'om shnayomim. So we see that Rosh Chodesh Rashi here learns pshat that Gemara, that they will bring about this. 2 days Rosh Chodesh will be bitul maloche la'om, because they don't do maloche. V'shamati mipi moiri azokin zal. Why are women, they don't do malocha? Shenitnum la mitzvah zu, vishvil shaloi pirku nizmeyem ba'egel. Taisvis, v'ani motzosi beperik memhei de baraisa di rabbi leza, pilki de rabbi leza, shomu anoshim b'leirotzu liten nizmeyem lebaleyem. Aaron HaKoinet suggested that they should take the Nizomim from Nishayim, and by the time they'll convince them to take it off, so Moshe Rabbeinu will come back. He was trying to stall for time. Ela omru lahem atem reitzim lasis pesel umaseicha shein baikoyech lahatzel, and they didn't want to be menadev the Nizomim. The Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzchoron Shal Noshim Ba'ilam Hazeh Shim Mishamreis Roshi Chadoshim Yaisa Min HaNoshim Leilam Abo Ein Asideis Lishadish Kamei Roshi Chadoshim Shenemar Tishadish Kaneshen Hiraychi Ad Kam Umikro Mesayoi. Now there's a raya from a posik that is Isra Melochem Reish Chodesh, Dersiv, Asher Nistarta Shom B'yoyim HaMaise, that Yenison told David HaMelech that the place that you were hidden, B'yoyim HaMaise, what does B'yoyim HaMaise mean? V'tirgim Yenison, B'yoyim HaDechayla, then it was a Yoyim Chayla, V'hosam Nami Gabi Reish Chodesh Koi. There it's speaking about was Erev Rish Chodesh, the Kamalei Mocha Chodesh, the Kolei Reila Erev Rish Chodesh, Yoyim HaMaisa. Alme Rish Chodesh Lav Yoyim HaMaisa. He's saying the difference between Erev Rish Chodesh and Rish Chodesh, so Erev Rish Chodesh was called Yoyim HaMaisa. Umayid Nami Lav Bitul Melocha Lom. There's also no bitul meloche, sherei boin lebeis haknesses yaisim ima yisach el chalamay, lushin yaisim bay meloche, elo bedobo hove. Before we go into the pshat and the gemara, perhaps the mide, keneged mide, the notion did not want to be mishtatef b'asiyas ha'egel, so they were given the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, which is the union of Chiddush. Perhaps the midah keneged midah is that the Bnei Yisrael wanted to bring about a Chiddush. They wanted to bring, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, so they wanted to be mechadish a new oifan anhoge, a new manik through an egel. This was a chiddush of Isser, a chiddush of Tumer, and that the Noshim were meineya from this Inyan of chiddush. So they were zeiche to an Inyan of chiddush, of kedusha, of tare, and that is Rosh Chodesh. The Redal brings down in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Inyan yemei tumas nidoson lo'ine beininis, by an ishe, she has a cycle which is totally takin the yemei achodesh. Normally, every oine beininis, every lamed yoyim, she's roye dam, shehi lamed yoyim, the chayzeres taroson, and then later she becomes toyer. Ki inyan chesorin umilu yalvone kol chodesh.
So there's a psadimian of the anhoga of Noshim, of the tibius of Noshim, to the Indian of the Lavone, that there's Zmane of Chesorin, of Miut, and then there's Zmane of Chidush. The Rabbi brings from the Erzerua, B'chol Chodesh Isha Mischadeshes V'Toyveles Labailo U'Misavo Liyos Chaviva Olov Ki Ilu Hoysa Chadosha. Now, exactly how this fits into the Zadimian Taket, to the Tivius of Noshim, to the Anhoga of the Levone, that is Zmane Miut, Zmane Chidush, but I don't understand clearly how, if this is any shaykhis with the, that they weren't nichshel in the Chet HaEgel. I mean, this Seder was always a Seder by Noshim. It was a Seder in Eschadish 10. Maybe it wasn't Eschadish 10, that is, Misavali is Chaviva Olav Ki Lohoysa Chadoshe, maybe, that Indian of his Chadjis and Chavivis came about maybe through the Schus of that they weren't Nichshel in the Chet HaEgel. Laosid Lavoi, there'll be a Chiddush by Noshim, Rashi says, Leilam Habo Hinasidis Lishadesh Kemei Roshi Chadoshim. So this the Li Arabi says, Noshim Zekenis Yachzeru, they'll become young again, like Yecheved. That will be Laosid Lavoi. Now, the problem is, and the Etzem, the Turiyevin is Moira, this is beautiful that Noshim, they were Zeiche to, because they weren't Nichshon in the Chet HaEgel, so therefore they got the Yontev of Rosh Chodesh, the Osa B'Meloche, but the problem is, we're speaking about that, where Moisif, another Eila, the Rosh Chodesh, so what's going, the Noshim don't come to Shul. The Eilam are Anoshim. By the Anoshim, there's Bittul Meloche. They work on Rosh Chodesh. So that's very difficult to understand. So why is the Yomtev, the Bittul Meloche, the Heder Bittul Meloche, which is by Noshim, why is this Hasibe that they should be Moisef another Aliyah, since by Anoshim there is Bittul Meloche? And also the Turi Evan asks, and Rashi brings down a posik by David HaMelech, it's called Yom HaMaise. Why is it called Yom HaMaise? I mean, we're speaking about Anoshim, about Schorim. By them, they did Moloch on Rosh Chodesh also. The Rosh Yosef brings down Tamid HaChachomim Ruyim Sheloi Lasseis Moloch. So it could be take, just like we have, there's anhoge that Noshim are do mitzvahs asay shazman grom, even though they're potter, they do it. So it seems Tamid HaChachomim, the mitzvah was given to Noshim, but Tamid HaChachomim, Ruyin Sheloi Lasseis Moloch. So by the Tamid HaChachomim that come to Shul, there's no Bittul Meloche. The Levush brings down a Meloche Kveide, Gam HaNoshim Ein Oisim. Zriya Charishe. The Ritva brings down Hoyu Noyagim Sheloi Lasseis Meloche Boreish Chodesh. The minig was that no one did Meloche. Fakert Meik, that he also brings down from the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, that it seems Meikar Adin Noshim Ametzuve in Isra Meloche. the Bir Halacha is a whole shmuz, what this Iser includes, but Kaponim, there has to be, it's not also normal Halachas, but Kaponim, there should be a Shini Rosh Chodesh from the other days, that there should be a Miyut Halacha by Noshim, and Anoshim are also Noig in Miyut Halacha. The Ritva says, Avalonu ein noigim bekach, elo hanoshim bulvat. So, according to the Ritva, Zman Chazal, before Zman Chazal, be made David be Einison, take anoshim, denatu meloche. But Yosef changed about the takone that was Zman Chazal, so then it was prevalent this minig that anoshim also didn't do meloche. But Rashi doesn't mention this. Rashi just jumps right away to Noshim, and let's look in Tosfos. Tosfos also we have the same problem. V'shein ben bitul meloche kegayin reish chaydish kairen abo. V'kosh da beper kein dershem b'chagig amrinin reish chaydish echiach sheyesh boi kol ben musef umutar basiyas meloche. Yelata du meloche reish chaydish imlo desa kol ben musef. Ishloime the Vaday Mutaru Basias Molochel Anoshim Avu Noshim Asuris Bemloch. The Fishlay Polkan is main by my sego. So Taisis has clothed that there's a difference between Anoshim and Noshim. Rafapikin Taisis understood our Gemara, which no one, I didn't see anyone should have really explained Shitas Rashi and Taisis. The Turi Evin wants to say, not like Rashi and Taisvitz, he wants to say that Taisvitz, in the beginning of Mokim Shanagu, brings down, we find that Erev Pesach, after Chatzais, is also the Moloche. Kaidim Chatzais is totally in Minig HaMekaymetz, but after Chatzais is also the Moloch, Erev Pesach, more than every other Erev Yontif. The Shaila is why. So Taisus says that since everyone brought a Kolben Pesach, the Zman a person brought a Kolben Pesach, so it was a Yontif, and therefore it was also the Meloche. That was when everyone brought a private Kolben. But Taisus brings down from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi asks that since the Havos HaKolben creates an Issa Meloche, so every day we shouldn't do Meloche because Klal Yisrael brought the two Kabonis Sibah, the Tomit Shel Shacha, the Tomit Shel Bein Abayim. So therefore it should be also be Meloche every day. The Rishami says, no, we have a Mekoyer, Safta de Gonecha, that, so we see Klal, that Moloch is Mutter, even though they brought it to meet him. So we have a Gilui Akra, maybe the time of the Gilui, the time of the Heter is because, if it would be also the Moloch each day, so Moloch de Hechenasis, therefore, the Torah was matir meloche, even though there is a kolben tzibur that is being nikra for klal yisrael. So he says that's every day. We have a gilui kavas after the gonecha. But Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh, there is another kolben tzibur. It's a kolben tzibur of the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So because of that musaf, it is also to do Meloche. That's why the Issa Meloche is because of the Kolben Musaf. That's what the Turi Evin wants to say. Is Ma'ira, I Bizman Azeh, we do Meloche. And Tosfos says that the Issa of doing Meloche Erev Pesach is prevalent afilo Bizman Azeh, even though we don't bring a Kolben Pesach, but since it was Nesa to do Meloche, then Erev Pesach, so that Issa remains. So he wants to say, could be because Erev Pesach is once a year, so that's where that Issa remained, but over here, since it's every month, and it would bring about a hefsid, so shalei bizman abayis, and there's no korban that is being nikrav bepoyel, so therefore it's mutab, that's why it's mutab melocha. But al kaponim, b'shas, the takone of the oilem, then there was a bias, he says, als the korban musaf, it was also b'melocha. That's what the Tori Yemen says. So upon him, we were poishet the boy, that a tainis, since there is bitl melocha, there's only three oilem. Omar av ashi, ba'nan loitnan ochi. You're bringing a baraisa, but the Mishnah doesn't say like that. The Mishnah says, after it brings down the Zmanim, it says, V'roshi chadoshim v'bochilei shomoi peirin arbo ein peichzin mehen ein mesifin aloyem ein maftirin benovi. And then it says, Zeh haklal kol sheyesh boi musif ve'eina yontev keirin arbo. So we just said Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, which is a zman that there are musaf. We just had the halacha that the four oilim, and then he repeats himself. Zeh haklal kol sheyesh bei musaf ve'eina yontev keirin arbo. So why is this necessary? What is pshat in this zeh haklal? Zeh haklal kol yom sheyesh bei musaf ve'eina yontev keirin arbo. So kochel the zeh haklal wants to be moisif another case. Lasuye my love, lasuye tainu sibo v'tishabo. That there wants to be that before we said that Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed is a kol musaf. Zeh klal is malbe, if there's any heisofe mishum chayves hayoim, like by a tainus is a heisofe in Shemayne Esra, we say another broche. So there's also dalad oilam. So Ravashi says, you brought a baraisa. The baraisa says that by a tainus there's only three oilam, als bitl maloche, but our Mishnah that says zeh klal, that for any Heisofe is Dalad Oilem, so that's coming to tell us that that Afilo by Tainus Sibud is Dalad Oilem. So our Mishnah is Chaylik and that Bereis. Frag the Gemara L'Rav Ashi Masnisin Moni. So who does our Mishnah, if that is Pshat in our Mishnah, that a Mishnah holds that by a Tainus is Dalad Oilem, so loy tanikame v'loy rabbi yose. The sanya we learned in a baraisa, chaliyos b'sheni u'bachmishi. If Tisha B'Av was chal Monday or Thursday, koirin gimel u'mavterecho. So there's three koirim, and u'mavterecho, the last koire is it says mavter also. Bishlishi uberevi, so we're saying that by Tisha B'Av there's three oilim and the same after. Bishlishi uberevi, what happens if Tisha B'Av falls out Tuesday or Wednesday? Koire echad umafter echad. So then there's only one oilim. He says mafter. Rabbi Yosi Oima lo oilam kairin gimel umafterech. There's always three oilam, doesn't matter if it's Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, lo oilam kairin gimel umafterech. Al koponim, say according to the Tanakame and say according to Rabbi Yosi, there's only three oilam. So how could you say that our Mishnah is marbe by a tiny sibur and Tisha B'Av dalad oilam? In fact, the Gemara ve'ela kashe zeh haklal. Aber so ist so, now we have a problem with that, but Rav Ashi was medayik from our Mishnah, that zeh klal, that whenever there's any heisofe, so there's taladayla. It's not coming, that's right, when there's a Yisofe, there's Dalad Oilim, but it's not coming to tell us a Taina Sibyl, and the Yisofe of Birchus Aneinu, it's coming to tell us that the Reish Chaydish and the Chalamay, that there's a Kolben Musaf. Right, the Gemara, Habehed Yiktani Lo, that we said already before, Barashi Chadoshim, Umayit, Kairin Arbo. So why does the Tana have to repeat it? So the Gemara says, Nosimna Ba'al Meyoiv. The Tana is giving a simin that you should know the Loiteme Yontev Bechoyle Shel Moit Ki Adodinino. You should not say that Yontev and Chalamoit are the same. And they have the same amount of oilum. No, the Tan is giving us guidelines. Kol de tofile milse mechavre, each yoim that has more than the previous yoim, tofile gavre yisail. So there's more oilum. Hilka. Reishchaydish umoyed. The Ike Kolben Musaf Kairin Arbo. Beyontev the Osa Basiyas Molochem Chamisha. Then there's five oilam. Yeme Kippurim the Onosh Koris Shise. Shabbos the Ike Serskile Shiva. So the Mishnah, so the Gemara is matre, not the way Rav Ashi Lem Shat, the Mishnah, not Zeh Klal is coming to tell us, that Tainis Sibo is also Talad Oilim. No, Zeh Klal is coming to tell us the guidelines of the Cheshbonos in the Mishnah, that we should know whenever there's a Dover HaNosef, in the Chavis Hayoim, Kolbe Musaf, or there's Issa Moloche, or there's Issa Anashkoresh, or Issa Skile. So Mamela, every Haysafa brings about a Tofile Milse, Tofile Gavre. So then there's more Oilem. Zogt Rashi, Ulavashi, the Omar, Zeh, Klal, the Masnisen, Lasuye, Nami, Tisha, Baov, the Isbay Musaf is a Hisafa of Tfilas Aneinu. Masnisimoni Chaliyos Gabitisha Ba'ov Tanyalo Bishmaita Basraise the Meseches Tainis. Koire Echod Umafter Echod. A Koire Hu Havi Amafter. Simne Ba'alme Hoda Nokidlei Bozeha klal simne yoiv lon, kol de tofi milse mechavrei, kol yoim ho oidev dova mechaveroi, so there's more oilem, tofi legab. The Turi Evan says, what is this cheshbin of, if it falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, there's one oila. That's what the Tanakama holds. So it brings a Gemara in Merube. The Gemara says in Merube, according to one Loshin, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin, that Monday and Thursday, there should be an Aliyah, there should be one oila and it should have three psukim. That was a takonis Moshe Rabbeinu. And Ezra was Mesakin, there should be three oila. So he wants to say that the Tanakama holds that the whole takona of Ezra was only a takona on Monday and Thursday. That was the takona. That means we had Moshe Rabbeinu's oifen hakriya of one oila with three psukim. And he was Mesakin on Monday and Thursday that there should be a different oifen three oilem, each one has three psukim. Ten psukim altogether. That was the takona of Ezra. But on Tuesday and Wednesday, there never was a takona of Ezra. So the Tanakama holds, so the din kriye, that one is chayiv and Tisha B'Av, that din kriye is Moshe Rabbeinu's, so that we remain with Moshe Rabbeinu's oifen a kriye of one oilo with three psukim. The Turi Evin is Moira. We had before guidelines, what is the difference between the Braisa we had, what is the difference between a Taina Sibyl and Rosh Chodesh? A Taina Sibyl, it's this Bittul Melacha, people work on the Taina Sibyl. So therefore there's only three oilam. Masha'en Kain, Rosh Chodesh, Chalamoit, there's no Bittul Melacha because we nishvi, there's a cheshbon that less Melacha is done. So therefore there's four oilam. But he says, Le'idach Gisa, we find that a Taina Sibyl, there's a Mafter. And by Rosh Chodesh, there's no Mafter. The reason there's no Mafter is because of Bittul Melacha. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. In Mesif Nalem Shlisha Letzibur, yeah. In Mesif Nalem Barashi Chadosh Mechalamoid Namike Bittul Melacha, the Melacha is Davar Abun Muteres, so Lecher in Mesif Nalem, there's no way surface there's no haftarah because of bittul melacha. So it's very unclear that when it comes to another oile, an oile with three psukim, then we say that Shchodesh, there's no bittul melacha, so we can afford an oile with three psukim. When it comes to saying maftir, and we say that, it's bittul melacha. It's fotu melacha, Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoid. When it comes to maftir, the maftir is like an arichis with a bracha lefaneh, a few brachas lacher. By tainis, so when it comes to another oila, we say it's bittul melacha. Afal pikein, they said that there should be a mafter. Memison, Tzvas Emes wants to say that the mafter is letzayrech. Hayoim, it's Yisayiris, Lechuve. So that's why they were Mesakin the Mafta. So we had Rashi and Taisus and Afchof Aleph. Taisus says, it's a different Cheshbin. Taisus says a Cheshbin that since he used to give Tzedakim, so they used to lay the Haftaira, that they should be Malgish, Tachshivis afterwards, Shimra Mishpat Vasil Tzedakim, Kikrebishua Silovoi. They should be margish the chshibis of the tzedakah that they're doing. So l'chayre, the vote is, that means, here the yoim is a need for this mafter. Either tzisayris lechuve, the way the Sfasema says, or Taishvah seems to say, Sfakir, they should realize the inyan of tzedakah that they give to the aniyim, the tainis. So the yom is mechayiv a mafter. So if the yom needs a mafter, so you say haftira. To be meisiv another oile, it's not pshat. I mean, there's no dire need to be meisiv another oile. Takert Rosh Chodesh, Chayli Shel Moed, it's a pasach, it's a tofilei milse, it's a musiv, it's a mamele, pasach another oile.
My pshat is there's a need for another oile. But it's minanimus that tafilei milsa, tafilei gavre. So, Bemison, there's a tafilei milsa by a tiny sibber also. You say another brocha, anena. So that is kepast also tafilei gavre, but there's bitl meloche. So bitl melacha only works when the whole dion is I should be meisiv as the inyan of tafilei milsa tafilei gavre and that bitl melacha it's a cheshbin but there's another cheshbin of bitl melacha. Ma she'en kein when there's a tzeirich for the haftire. I mean, the yom is mechayiv the haftira al-tzisayris, the tshuva or the tztoka that was given. So then, bitul melach, I mean, whatever is needed to, whatever the yom needs take, so bitul melach is not a cheshbin to be meneidis from the yom. Let us see Taisvis. L'ravashi masnisin money. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, the way Rav Ashi understood Pshat in the Mishneh, in Zeh Klal, so the Mishneh is coming to be Maisiv, that by Taneisim, there is also for Oilem. So the Gemara asks, so Rav Ashi must need some money, loy Tanekame v'loy Rav Yosi. The Sanye, the Tanekame says that the Tzvi Oilem from after Echad and Rabbi Yisi Oimes, I mean Tzvi Oilem, Rabbi Yisi Oimel Oilem Kairin Shloishim after Echad. Vim Taima Duma Rabbi Yisi, maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yisi. V'hochi Kama Lo Oilem Kairin Shloisho V'vi Dahave Mafter Echad. And the Revi, he's a fourth Oyla. Avi Mafter Echad. Leiboy le meima Echad mina shloisha. How do you know to say Pshat? In this machloikis, Mafter Echad means that one of the three says Mafter. Maybe a Kairin Gimel, and then there's a Mafter, so there's four Oylem. And Rabbi Yosi doesn't differentiate when the tainus falls out. Meil, that's Pshat, that's how Rav Ashi understood Pshat in our Mishnah. That's what the Zeh Klal wants to be marbe. V'yeshloime d'chihechi d'letanekame lekele meime mafte echod d'hayne rivi. That means this Loshen is a vague Loshen. You could learn Mafta Echad means one of the Gimel says Mafta, or you could learn Kairin Gimel Mafta Echad that there's three Oilem, and then there's a fourth one that says Mafta. Now in Rabbi Yosi, it's Parve. I could teach it that way. But in the Tanekame that says on Mondays and Thursdays it's Kairin Gimel Mafta Echad, we see that when Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shlishi B'Revi, is Yoser Misheini V'Hei Da'Alme. We see that Tisha B'Av Mitzad Atzmai, when it falls on another day, so it's less than Beis Vehei. Vim Kein, Mistome Lo Yachmer. So that means if we see the Etzem Kriya of Tisha B'Av is less than Beis Vehei, Mistome Lo Yachmer B'Tes B'Av Shehu B'Beis Vehei Likreis Revi. I mean, if the Tisha B'Av Mitzad Atzmai is a Kriya of one Oilem, when it's on Wednesdays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, so Mehechi Teisi, when it's on Mondays and Thursdays, there should be four Oilem. Sichanat Mestava, Ve'ena Mach Melikreis, Elo Lahafta. So that means that we could cheshben out how to translate Koirin Gimul Umafter Echad according to the Tanakhama does not mean four oilim, because we see the kalos of Tisha B'Av, that the other Wednesday and Thursday, it is there's only one oilim. So Memeloch and Nami Le Rabbi Yosi Sal Kaponim the Loshen, we see what Koirin Gimul Umafter Echad means according to the Tanakhama. So that's the cash and Ravashi, so masnis and money. Gufe. Now we'll discuss, we had two maisim, which we had brought down to what occurred with Rav. Rav Guf, Rav Ikla Lebovo Betaine Sibo, Kom Kro Besifro, so he was early laid in the Sefer Torah, Posach Borich, the first broche he made, Chosam Volei Borich, and that we said Pshat, because Fiemis he was Koyre Altskoyin, so Memele, so he said the first broche, and there was no Chsime, because the Chosim says the Brocha Choyne. Chosam V'loi Borech. Now we hit further another incident that occurred. Nofel Kula Aume Ananpayu V'rav Loi Nofel Al Anpe. And by Tachnun everyone was Nofel Al Peneim and Rav was not Nofel Al Pon. Like the Gemara, my time, Rav loy nofel alape. Why didn't he fall? So the Gemara answers, Ritzpe shel avonim hoiso. There was a floor of avonim. Betanya, we learned in Abaraise, the even maskis leisitnu ba'altzechem lishtachves oleh. Oleho iato mishtachve bi'altzechem. Avlato mishtachve al avonim shel beis hamikdash. In kidiyule dama ule loy osra toira elo ritzpa shel avonim bovad. The Gemara says a whole megillah over here that first, the Gemara brings up. The Gemara is asking Gakashe, why was he neifel al ponov? So the teretz is that there was a ritzpe shel avonim. There's a posik where maskis leisit no ba'artzachem. It's a posik. Don't bring the baraisa, and there's an issa. That's it wasn't Neifel upon them. Later we have to figure out, if that's the case, we have to figure out what was with the why they were Neifel upnaim. But why does the Gemara have to bring a Baraise and then a member of Ula? So Dachsim the Svas Emes says as follows. One Mahalath of Turiyevin also says. That means, before we explained on Hogav Rav, L'chayre, there'd be two svaris to say that this Issa did not apply to Rav. Why? Number one, it says, Ve'even maskis loisitnu ba'artzachem. So the whole Issa is davke be'eretz Yisrael. Be'eretz Yisrael, there's an Issa. Ve'even loishtach ve'isalel. But Rav was in Bovel, so in Bovel the Issa doesn't apply. So Memela, so what he can explain that Rav was not Mishtachve because of the Posik. The Posik is only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Gemara brought a Baraisa. The Sanya, we learned a Baraisa that Altzachem is telling us that that's what the Altzachem is telling us. Altzachem is not a miut to be mater chutzloretz. Arzachem is Amiyu to be Mata, the Beis HaMikdash. So, Mamela, so the first Dicho, you'll tell me it was in Bavel, that Bavel is also Asa. Only the Beis HaMikdash was Muta. But there's a second way to say that it doesn't apply. The Pasuk says, Ve'evin maskis leisitma ba'artzachem lishtach beis olel. That means that the purpose of the Evan Maskis was lehishtach vayisalel. That was the purpose. It was put down l'shem ishtach avoye. So then that's also. But what if it was put down stamazay as a floor? So then it's not also. So memele, so therefore the Gemara said, no, that's also false. As long as it's a, if you have a ritzpe shel avonim, you have a floor of avonim, that's also. That doesn't have to be lishtach v'yisolel. So memela, so now we understand already why Rav was not falal apot, because there was a ritzpe shel avonim, which also goes into the issa. And this Isser applies all over besides the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that's why he was not Neufel Alapov. Like the Gemore, Ihochi, my Irya Rav, Afilu Kulunami. So, Kulunami, they all shouldn't have been Neufel. It says they were Neufel, Dafkirav wasn't Neufel. The Gemara answers, Kami de Rav Havoi. That there was an area where Rav was standing, and there was a Ritzpah of Avonim. The whole shul was not Merutzef Bavonim. Davke where Rav was standing. So Mamela, that's why he wasn't Neufel Alpon. Frag the Gemara, the Lazel, the Gabi Tzibure, the Linpel Alape. So why was he Meinea? Lipel Alponov, because where he's standing, there's Avonim, so let him go to the area where the Tzibur was standing. There was no Avonim. Leiboy Lemitrach Tzibur. He didn't want to be Matriach the Tzibur. Let us see Rashi. Loi Osro Teire Beposik Zeh. Elo Shlo Yasu. Ritzpas Avonim Bebeis HaKnesses Dugmas Shel Mikdosh Leiboi Mitrach Tzibure Shim Yelech Yamdo Miponev. That they have to stand up for him. Some Amele. So it's Kedai to be Mevata. I mean, this is a, we have a Meiradik Elimut. That means even though it seems the tefillah of Tachnum is a gewaldige tefillah, but if it would involve the atircha de tzibura, they'd have to stand up. Even though there'll be mekayim mitzvahs asay without a pnei zokin, I mean, it's aval pikein, Rav was mevater, mat to be neifel al apov, with the kabbalah tefillah, with the mitzvahs asay, he shouldn't be matriach de tzibura. V'boy yisayimo, Rav pishit yodayim v'raglayim hava'ovit. Uchdu'ule. When Rav was neufel alpono, Rav prostrated himself. Pishit yodayim v'raglayim. Uchdu'ule, da'oma'ule le'osro teiro elo pishit yodayim v'raglayim bulvat. So memele, so that's why, he says, they didn't make pishit yodayim v'raglayim. So Memele, by them it was Mutter, even though it could be there was a Ritzpe Shel Avonim, that the whole Beis HaKnesses was Merutzef Bavonim, but they did not make Pishit Yadayim V'Raglayim, so by them it was Mutter. He used to make Pishit Yadayim V'Raglayim, so therefore he didn't do it. V'reg de Gemore, V'Lipel Al Ape, V'Loy Le'evet Pishit Yadayim V'Raglayim. So let him make a tachnum without pishit yadayim v'raglayim. le mishani mi minhoge. Sigmund said that he didn't want to do. It means the oifen of his tachnun was an tachnun of pishi jadayim v'aglayim. Sigmund be mishani. So now they'll have difficulties in this basic nessus to make the tachnun which he normally made. So le mishani mi minhogi. He won't be mishani his tachnun. And so he won't say tachnun. In order not to be mishani mi minhogi. Vi boy is saying me. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you a third mahalach. Odom choshev shani. Kide Rabbi Lozo. The Omar Rabbi Lozo in Odom choshev rashoi lipel alpono. Alim kein nene ki Yeshua bin Nun, tachsiv ayoymer Hashem al Yeshua kum loch. Let us see Rashi. Pishit yodayim v'raglayim, sho yonoyful alpono, so he used to make pishit yodayim v'raglayim. V'shor atzibu leho yoysim came, they didn't make pishit yodayim v'raglayim. So the Gemara asks, so let him make a different tachna. Lo mishani lo yeroitzu lishaneis mimin hogei. This was his minig. So memele, so in order not to be mishana the minig, so it was kedai to be mevater on the Indian of tachna. The boy is saying, lo yeroitzu lipel alpono. Klal, shohoya odom choshuv, lehoya rogelipel alpono klal, klima, that he never would be neifel alpono, not because of the hitzpeh, klima, shohoya odom choshuv, ve'enai neifel alpono. Elim kainen, kloima elim kain batuach b'maiso, shunene b'tfilosoi. Lo mezata noifel alponecho, almo ein loilasois. We'll come back to Rashi. Let's just see the next to the last taisviz. Ein odom choshib rashoi lipel alponecho. Birishalmi meforish, eichesh mispalo bishvil hatzibo, biz mispalo for the tzibo, avo beino ilo bein atzmo ishapir domi. Mishabu explains this halach, if he's mispalo bishvil hatzibo and bifnei hatzibo, so then he's not permitted to be mispalo to be neifel alponov. It seems this is a meiridike oifen atfile. So he's batlus to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And if he's not nene, there's a rinon on him. It brings about a chilul Hashem. Bezoyin tamidei chachomim. And it's beine lebein atzmoi, he keep him a spalul on the tzibur. But bifnei atzibo lispala al atzibo, and if he won't be nene unless he's batuach like Yeshua that was batuach that his tefillah was nene, I mean we find that times of a crisis by Moshe Aaron it says by Yipla Alpneim they were mispalo. It seems this is a different oifen of tefillah of Ishtachavoye, and this should have been Niskabel, if he'd be Roy to be in Niskabel. If there won't be Niskabel, come out, it'll be Bezoin, Achil Hashem. So Memele, so that's why Betzibos, it wasn't the reason wasn't the flaw, the reason was Betzibos, he never was Neifel upon him, out this thing, because could be that Tefillah won't be Niskabel. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in
Mips. The Mishnah Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Kotten Lamed Ches. He says as follows: Fidavke Shehu Levadai Neifel Alpono Ve'ena Kol Neiflin Imay. Dim Kol Akol Neiflin. If everyone is Neifel, Azai Im Chas V'Sholem Einenin Engnai Kol Kach Lodom Choshuv Le'odiv Hu Michlal Atzibu. Very interesting things like this. If he's mispal and he's not nene, there's a psarinun on him. Why wasn't the tefillah niskabel? But if the tzibur is also neifel al peneim, and you know, there's another kasha. So what's with the tzibur? So for some reason they don't have schusim afilu atfilas tzibur is in nene. So now there's no time, he's an Adam Godel, but an Adam Godel isn't more choshev than a tzibur. And if a tefillah tzibur is a nene, so a tefillah Adam Godel also is a nene. So memele, so then he's permitted to be neifel upon it. As I bring through to the Mishnah Berurah. So davoini, I don't understand Agamore. Agamore relates a maise. Kula alma, nofel kula alma a ampayu, the rabbi nofel al ampay. Agamore says Claude that everyone was nofel al pnayin. But Rab wasn't. So, and the Gemara says the reason was because, in Adam choshim rasha lipel upon the Vam kenene ki Yeshua binu, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that's what I'm curious about. That the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this din does not apply if the tzibur is neifel al paneim. So what is pshat in this ma'isa with Rab? So why wasn't he neifel al paneim? Now, the Gemara says that an Adam Choshev should not be Neifel Alpono, Helem Keinene Ki Yeshua Binu. Unless he's Batuach, Rashi says, Helem Keinene, Kloim Helem Kein Batuach, B'maisov, Shehu Nene B'Tfilosoi, Ki Yeshua Binu. And what does it say by Yeshua Binu? Dechsiv, Hayoymer Hashem El Yeshua Kumloch. So, Poshim Shat Achsme Rashi in Tainus has to say, Rashi in Tainus, the Yerushalmi Darshan's Kum is a lot, it's a chasavo, Kumloch. That means your tefillah was neskabel. And Memelo, you don't have to continue to be Neifel al Ponecho, Komloch. So it's very good. So Yeshua was a person that his tefillah was Neskabel, Komloch. But a person, the person who's not Batuach, that he's like Yeshua, he should not do it. Now Rashi says over here, Lomo ze at Neifel al Ponecho, Alma ein loy lasais. So Rashi Shreklach. So Yeshua shouldn't have done it. Ein leila lama zat neifel al panech alma ein leila. So what pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that if you like Yeshua, you should do it. Fakad Yeshua also wasn't supposed to do it. The Beishit Soker is Ksan and Rashi Nachemeshit Nefesh Mitzvot Shechem Rashi. The Sfasem is Achsumir wants to say that Be'emison Yeshua was Batuach, that his tefillah would be Nene. Grad over here, it wasn't Nene because they were Moil Becherem. So the Maisa with Ochon, that he was Moil Becherem. So that was a Sibir that the tefillah couldn't be Nene. That means like this, Yeshua, he was neifel upon him because he was betuach
That means in normal circumstances, his tefillah would be nene. Because of the ma'isa that they were ma'il b'cherem, that was ma'akiv the kabbalah satfillah. So there was a taina on him, lama zat anoifel al ponecho, that means in this instance, lama at anoifel al ponecho al ma'ein loy lasis, that means so we see from here everything. From the anhug of Yeshua, that he was noifel al ponecho, you see fakelti, he was not afraid, and he was noifel al ponecho, but here there was a taina, since there was a sibit, that the tefillah won't be niskabel, so memele, so there was a taina, lama zat anoifel al ponecho. Let us see the previous days. Boy Saima Rav Pishit Yodaim Baglaim with the Ovat Kiriula. So Memele, and he didn't want to change his mind. Vikosha. Vikiloi Hoyo Yodaya. The Hoyo Yodaya, the boy Lishnu Yehochi. וחיסלקה דייטך מקורי שהיא עושה בלא יפישת ידיים ברגליים. I mean, he means to answer this, that speaking about that it was פישת ידיים ברגליים. וישלוימה דמקורי עושה להם מדרבונה בלא יפישת ידיים ברגליים. Before he understood that אפילו בלא יפישת ידיים ברגליים is also. And Memela, so we had to be Miyashiv, so why the Olam was Neifel, why Rav not? V'soiv kama, v'iboy yisei me'ein issa midarabonam. There's no issa midarabonam b'chlal b'loi pishi yedayim v'raglayim. V'rav pishi v'yedrayim v'raglayim u'diyovit, da'osa minatoya. U'mil kosher l'lishne kama da'osa midarabonam. ולא יפישת ידיים ורגליים, יש לתמוי אבותי כנסי שלנו, שיש בהם רצפה, איך נפלוש לרציבר על פונו, נראה לי דמצלי עצלויה, that he doesn't, he's, when he's bowing down, he's tilted to one side, laying on one side, and that doesn't fall into the gather of ישתך, בואי יבואו ישורי, וחינמי משמי בסומך דמייסי דפרק אין אינגדים דברוכס תוסינו ללבי ברובה דמצלי עצלי יקב פרש רב היגוי זאת תגמר הביתה תון לרבונו קידו על אפיים שנמה פתיקוית בשבע אפיים אורץ We'll see this kido, this kriyo, this ishtachavoye, and the Gemara is going to explain each process. Kido, ha'amura b'chol mokim, Rashi says, einei ela alapai. And this kido was that no other chelik of the body was touching, that means he was bowing down, his hands, his goof was not spread out on the ground. The only thing that touched the ground was his face. Kida alapaya. And we'll see soon exactly what this kida was. Shinema vatikoid basheva apayim oretz. Kriya al berkayim. Kriya is that he's kneeling. He's completely on the earth. So that's these three inyonim. What does Rashi say? Also, mashme kuloi shatuach also. That is ishtachavoy. Levi achvi kido kame the Rebbe. Levi wanted to show Rebbe what kido was. The itla, and he limped. See, he, the hip got misplaced. What does Rashi say? Ach vikido, noyeitz good love, v'nishan aleihem. That means when he's bending down and his face is touching the ground, the face is noishik es ha'oretz, that's it. He's only supporting himself with his two thumbs of his hands. V'nishan aleihen, v'shoyche, and he bows down, atshen noishik es ha'ritzpa. But that is his whole support, which is not complete support, is from the two thumbs. V'zoike, and then he gets up. He can't put full support, he can't brace himself with his two thumbs. His hands cannot help him to get up, can't put pressure on the hands because he's not leaning on the hands. Bimosnov, so he has to put a strain on the back of his feet. Umitoykach nitzla bebuke diatma. So a psahip got out of place. That's what happened. So the Gemara says that, and it happened by showing, wanted to show Rebbe exactly how Kida was. And this happened, that he put too much pressure and he started limping. So the Gemara says, "Bahoka gomalei." This is what brought about that Levi was limping. Ba'omar Rabbi Lozo, "La'olam ayatiach adam dvorim klapei mailo." One should not speak with a zulzul klapei mailo. Shrei adam godol itiach dvorim klapei mailo ve'itla. He started limping a money level. Levi. Rashi says he tiach dvorim klapei mailo. V'meseches tainis olisa lamorim. He tainit to the Rabbeinu Shlom olisa lamorim beinato mashkiach al bonecha. He spoke much too sharp. So it seems that the reason that he was limping was because he was nenish. He said that he was matir dvorim klapei mailo. So the Gemara answers avaho gomalei. That means this bet, even though he was a baki in kiddush, the lemaise was a shas hasakonin, and b'shas hasakonin there was a tainan akitraganim, so memela didn't have the proper shmira, and it was itla. Omar Rafchiya Barovin Chazinu Lulabaye. The Rove, the Matzli Atzluye. So Rashi says, the Matzli Atzluye al Tzideyim, the Loi Neuflim al Peneyim Mamish, Shenodem Choshim Rashoi Lipa el Aponim. So Rashi learns this is going on the case before of Anodem Choshim. So it matters what kind of his batlist Anodem Choshim makes with his tefillah. So if he's al tzidoy, so that is not his patlas gomo. So memele, so then there's no rinun on the adam choshev. Why the tefillah wasn't niskabel? We hear Taisus before. Taisus says that this inyan of matzli atzluye was to be matter the iser of ishtachavoya on even maskis. Let us see Taisus. Kida lapayim, loy mikoyach kro humapik lo, toksiv nami apayim eretz ishtachvolo. The Ritva seems to say that the Gemara wants to bring a raya that kida is only alapayim. The most differentiating, Kiddo is only alapayim, ishtachavoy, yispishi yadayim raglayim. The most being arrived from the posse. So Taisa says, loy mikoyach akro humapiklo.
Because apayim does not necessarily have to mean only al apayim. That means that nothing else is on the ground. So you see, apayim can mean that the apov is al ha'oritz, but is yishtachavoye also. So it could be, this pasuk says that kide is al apayim, shnema vatiket basheva apayim oritz, but it could mean also that a chelik of her guf, of the whole guf, is also nispashet al ha'oritz. You can't bring a raya that it means only apayim. Apayim does not necessarily mean only apayim. It means that the face is noishik boretz. That's what it means, but it does not necessarily mean only apayim. Elohochi gomaloi mirabe. So Taisva says that what kide is only apayim that he had a mesira from his rebbe. Leimaisikro el de gabe loshin kide. That means that the Pasuk says that by the Loshon of Kide it says apai. That's why Kide al apai, that's what he's saying, Kide al apai, so it says like the Loshon of Pasuk. But exactly the oifen HaKide was, that we don't have a raya from the Pasuk. That is, that we have a Messiah.